Shivarandini, September 14th, Bhaktitapa Vivek.
First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Astotra Sita Sri Shriman, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Astotra Sita Sri Shriman, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our Guru Varga, our disciplic succession, and all the assembled devotees. Thanks. So we're discussing the last chapter of Sri Bhakti Tatva Vivek by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Sri Bhakti Tatva Vivek, as you know, is an elucidation or illumination on and simplification of Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which was written in Sanskrit and therefore not easily available to the common masses like us. Then Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur wrote a very beautiful and elaborate commentary explaining each part of Srila Rupa Goswami's statements, but still that was in Sanskrit. So Srila Gurudev translated that into Hindi and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bindu, into Hindi, and now we have that in English. And Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur also simplified everything by his English rendition in simple language, the explanation of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, specifically the verse which incorporates really the whole of the book. Anyavilasita sunyam jnana karmadya navritam anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhakti rutamam. Pure bhakti is the incessant flow of activities performed by the body, mind, words, and spiritual sentiments of the heart for the exclusive purpose of giving pleasure to Krishna, and which is devoid of any other desire than to please Krishna, and which is also not covered by fruitive activities and the cultivation of impersonal knowledge. Now in this fourth chapter, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur is discussing the qualification for entering into bhakti. In the previous pages, he was empathizing with